We shouldn't try and be perfect, but we have to keep doing what we need to do to connect with ourselves so that we can connect with others, you know?
This podcast encourages and empowers you to create your own unique real story, develop your own unique real statement, and discover your own unique real self. The power is yours. Good morning, Joe Bernstein. Previously, episode 278 of the 12-Minute Convos podcast. 2 years, 8 months, 13 days, 1 hour, and 30 minutes ago.
We can definitely step into the things we want in life, but it certainly takes some commitment and some work on so many levels. But yeah, you can shift, you can grow, you can change. Don't ever think that the way you are is the way you have to be.
That was then, this is now. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I love how you keep track of that. That's pretty phenomenal. Right. But I'm doing well this morning. I feel a lot of good energy.
Well, it's good to connect with you. Energy, wellness, self-care. Mm. Whew, we covered a ton the last time we spoke. What's going on in your world now?
Wow, what's going on in my world? I love where I live. I'm in a brand new, well, about 5 month relationship that's conscious and beautiful and amazing. My coaching practice is still going strong. And I really am focusing more on working with and helping liberate men around their health and around their capacity to love and be fulfilled in relationships. So it's been kind of a time of transition and pivot the last year or so. But you know, life's good.
So you are in Washington still, are you?
Yeah, I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm in a beautiful neighborhood in Washington, D.C., Mount Pleasant. It's gorgeous.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, all right. So, you're doing the coaching thing. Mm-hmm. What's life been like when you look back over the last 3 years applying what you've done in psychology?
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what. I think that a lot has changed for me in the last 3 years. I started my coaching practice knowing I could help people. And I'm about 4 years in. So we were talking originally when I was maybe about a year in. And I knew I could help people. And I was helping people in many ways. But I wasn't quite refined in the work I was doing. And I didn't know what really, truly lit me up. So a lot has really changed. I thought that working with people and creating my business would go one way, and it's gone in very different directions as far as how I spend my time and who I work with. So I don't know if that specifically answers your question, but that's what I'm really focused on. Is I was very focused before on eating psychology and mind-body nutrition and really helping people heal through get healthier through their emotional landscape and mindset. I'm still into that, but my truth has always been that I'm all about helping men experience breakthroughs in their love life, because that's a huge part of my journey too. So that's been the big shift, is I'm just calling it out more. Is that's what I love doing. That's what I have been doing with a lot of my clients. And it's so vital. It's so important.
Where's the best place for someone that's listening to connect with you?
The best place? I got my website, joebernsteincoaching.com, or you can email me at joe@droptheArmor.com.
So you said you've been in a relationship like 5 months in, right? Like, yeah. How do you apply your own knowledge to the life you live? Because it's challenging for me sometimes, right? Like, I can spell it out, but sometimes it's challenging for me to take my own advice. Do you have that challenge as well?
Yes, to a certain extent. I mean, it's always easier to coach someone and consult with someone than it is to apply all of our wisdom and knowledge to ourselves. But actually, what I would say is that it shows up all the time with the relationship that I'm in now. In fact, I am constantly thinking through the lens of both a partner and a lover, but also through the lens of what I know that gets in people's way when it comes to communication. So a lot of my clients, we end up working on difficult conversations that they might want to have with a boss or a loved one or their son or their wife, and a lot with the wife. So for me, I get to draw upon the things I've learned with my clients. But ultimately, I've chosen a partner who's very committed to emotional courage, who's committed to transparency, who's committed to compassion and really building a love instead of just thinking about what our own personal needs are in the moment. So that to me is what's really powerful is I've chosen someone that helps me be my best in relationship. And then all the things I've learned about relationship and mindset become so much easier because she's like there with me navigating what it means to be in a conscious love, you know?
Looking at what it takes to live a daily life with a great relationship, how do you envision like 30 years from now? Is it scary for you?
How do I envision 30 years from now as far as a great relationship? You know, it's interesting because I've lived with several partners, several long-term partners in relationship. And this is, you know, we've known each other 5 months. So we're obviously not domestic yet and living together. But I think a lot about the shared values that we would have if we were to be together for life 30 years down the road. I think about all of the little structural pieces that I'd want to put in place to make sure that we're really connecting and that we're sharing, we're being honest with each other, the ways that we do maintenance. Like she talks a lot. We both talk a lot about body maintenance as well as emotional hygiene. And so looking at how do we create that for a relationship? So it's actually exciting to think about what it might take to put together a relationship that would last 30 years, if you ask me.
I love the concept of emotional hygiene. I think that sums it up well.
It is. If we don't have our emotional hygiene on point, then we're out there and we stink a little bit emotionally and other people are smelling it. And we shouldn't try and be perfect, but we have to keep doing what we need to do to connect with ourselves so that we can connect with others, you know?
One of the things we keyed in as well to when we spoke was the morning routine. Are you still faithful to that?
Oh my gosh. It always changes. But yes, I'm very faithful to the morning routine. There's always going to be an element of learning, an element of intense physical movement, or sometimes a little lighter these days, and meditation. There's always going to be those three. And typically there's been gratitude practice included. So yeah, I'm always tweaking and optimizing and shifting and experimenting, but those components are always there.
When you look back over the last couple of years, understanding that, yes, you had plans and things changed and it didn't go exactly the way you wanted it to go. Do you have any regrets?
You know, I would love to say I don't have regrets, but there have been times where I don't know if I put in as much work as I've wanted to in certain parts of my life, right? Like, so I've done a lot of work in the last year on understanding my own privilege and understanding my impact and understanding a bigger landscape of the world when it comes to race and gender and sexuality and difference. And if I could say I regret anything, I wish I started that process 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago, because it's been challenging but liberating.
My friend, I want to say thank you to you. I want to say thank you for what I've seen you done, now having a conversation way back then to now. It seems as though you consistently apply the medication to yourself. And then if it works, you then help others if they are so willing to access your help. But I want to say thanks because you're now the foundation of the podcast from episode 278. It's really good to be your podcast accountability partner, calling back 2 years, 8 months, 13 days, 1 hour and 30 minutes after, and hearing that you're still going after your passion, that you've stuck through to it. So again, thanks for that. Thanks for showing up today again to update our amazing audience on what's going on. In closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our amazing audience?
Yeah, I would like to share gratitude to you because you've been rocking and rolling. I'm always seeing you do something pretty big and bold and put these huge goals in front of you. And it feels like you're just on point, always working. So gratitude for you, not just doing this podcast, but for the example you set. And also, I just want to share with the audience, too, very shortly, I'll be celebrating 4 years in business in my coaching practice. So it was late 2015, around September is when I started my coaching practice. And so to celebrate that, like kind of the birth month of my coaching, I want to offer anyone who's listening to this, I'm going to give 10 complimentary coaching slots specifically to men who want to do some work on health or relationship. So if you're listening to this, just message me, mention this 12-minute conversation podcast, and I will go ahead and serve you as powerfully as I can with no strings attached, simply so that I can create more impact in the world and show the gratitude that I have to the universe and to human beings for the fact that I've continued to be able to do what I love for 4 years now.
Love it. Hey, we appreciate that. We appreciate you again, Joe Bernstein. Thank you for being on What Is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos with Angel Jones. This podcast is produced by PodEdits. Visit podedits.com for professional podcast publishing.